Book of Ephesians chapter 5, 1 Peter chapter 5, Hebrews chapter 13, 1 Corinthians chapter 16. We're going to read a few verses there. So we'll first of all go to Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5. I'd like to read one verse there in verse 21. Well, we'll read a few verses there. Ephesians 5:21, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husband as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their husbands in just a few things. In everything. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. Now we'd like to go to 1 Peter chapter 5. 1 Peter chapter 5. And let's notice verse 5. Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. We're preaching tonight on submitting to one another. Submitting to one another. Likewise, you younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you, be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility, for God resisteth the proud and giveth grace to the humble. Now let's notice in 1 Peter 2:13. 1 Peter 2:13. Submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether it be to the king as supreme or unto the governors as unto them that are sent by him for the punishment of evildoers and for the praise of them that do well. Now let's turn to Hebrews. The book of Hebrews. And let's notice chapter 13. Hebrews chapter 13. And let's notice verse 7. Remember them which have the rule over you, who has spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation. Now let's notice verse 17. Obey them that have the rule over you, and submit yourselves. For they watch for your souls as they that must give an account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you. Now let's go back to 1 Corinthians chapter 16. 1 Corinthians chapter 16. Let's notice verse 16. That you submit yourselves unto such, and to every one that helpeth us and laboreth. So we have a lot of scriptures here that deal with submitting one to another. Submitting one to another. I believe it got every one of us. From the youngest to the oldest, that we're to submit to one another. We see here we have a responsibility to one another. We have a responsibility to one another. The word submit means to yield, to bow, to buckle under, to knuckle under, or to surrender. And so, If we care for our brothers and sisters in the Lord, we're going to submit ourselves to one another. It also means to rank beneath or under another. To rank beneath or under another. And so we rank ourselves under one another, not over one another. Now that's the world's way. The Christian way is to rank ourselves under one another. And so the slogan with most people today seems to be, I'm going to do my thing, and I'm going to do it my way. But the Word of God tells us that the way to fulfillment in our Christian life is submission. Submission. To many, that's a dirty word. To many, they don't want to hear that. It's not in this flesh to want to submit. We don't want to submit. We want to do our own thing. We want to do it our own way. And so on. But this submission is the result of the fullness of the Spirit. And we'll see that if we read over here in Ephesians chapter 5. Go back maybe a few verses here in Ephesians chapter 5 where we were reading. You might want to turn back there. We're going to be reading a few scriptures there. In Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 18 where he said, "And be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit." And then in verse 19, he says, "Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing, making melody in your heart to the Lord." And so, how can you tell if someone is filled with the Holy Spirit? According to the Apostle Paul here, there's three evidences of the fullness of the Holy Spirit. There in verse 19 tells us that we're going to be joyful. We're filled with the Holy Spirit. We're going to be joyful. Now, also there in verse 20, he says, "Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." So not only are we going to be joyful if we're filled with the Spirit, but we're also going to be thankful. We're going to be thankful. And then in verse 21, with the scripture that we read here tonight, where he says, "Submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God." So if we're filled with the Spirit, we're going to be joyful, we're going to be thankful, and we're going to submit ourselves one to another. So I believe that's very important tonight. So this whole matter of submission then relates to the fullness of the Holy Spirit. So, if you and I are walking in the power of the flesh, we are not going to submit. If we're walking in the power of the flesh, we are not going to submit. Because the flesh wants its own way. The flesh also is very proud. Very proud. It's not humble. It does not want to submit. It has a hard time submitting. But the New Testament, we see, has nothing good to say about the flesh. In fact, in John chapter 6 there, it says, "The flesh profiteth nothing." It profiteth nothing. So if we're walking in the power of the Holy Spirit, then we're going to be joyful, we're going to be thankful, and we're going to be submissive. We're going to be submissive. Now, the Holy Spirit thinks through our minds. The Holy Spirit loves through our hearts, and He acts through our wills. Now, did y'all understand that? The Holy Spirit thinks through our minds. It affects our minds. We're filled with the Holy Spirit. It's going to affect our mind. It's going to affect our hearts. And it's going to affect our wills when we're filled with the Holy Spirit. So the result of the filling is that we're joyful, we're thankful, and we're submissive. So when a person is joyful, he has no trouble at all submitting. When we're thankful, we have no trouble or no problem submitting. So we want to apply this principle of submission tonight in three different areas of our life. First of all, submission to God, submission in the home, and submission in the church. Submission to the Lord, submission in the home, and submission in the church. So let's notice, first of all, submission to the Lord. And I believe this is where it all begins. It all begins with submitting ourselves to the Lord. Look at verse 24 of our reading here in Ephesians. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be subject to their own husbands in everything. And so the church must be subject to Christ. Why? Because Christ is the head of the church. The church is not permitted to go its own way. We must be responsible, we must be personally submitted to the Lord Jesus Christ. We that are members of the Lord's church, we must be personally submitted to the Lord. Why? Because He's our head. He's our head. We're submitted to Him. So what does it mean to submit ourselves to the Lord? Well, I believe it means to give Him everything we've got. Now, let's notice in Romans chapter 12. And we'll submit our bodies to the Lord. Now, notice here in Romans chapter 12, verse 1, very familiar passage of Scripture to you. But he says, I beseech you, therefore, I exhort you, I admonish you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present. And I believe that that's a one-time surrender. That you present, you surrender your bodies a living sacrifice. Holy. And that word holy there simply means a most holy thing. A most holy thing. So we present our bodies a most holy thing, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. That's just our reasonable service. It ought not to be hard for us to submit ourselves to the Lord. It's just a reasonable thing. The Lord doesn't ask, as we said the other night, He doesn't ask anything unreasonable out of us at all. Sometimes we may think He does, but He doesn't at all. And so we present our bodies a holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, and be not conformed. We are not conformed to the devil's patterns. And be not conformed to this world, but that you be transformed. That you be transformed by the renewing. That word renewing there means to renovate. Renovate. Renewing of your mind, that you may prove. How do you prove it? You prove it by experience. What is that good and acceptable and perfect or complete will of God? And so I believe that's what it means to be submitted to the Lord. When we submit ourselves to the Lord, we surrender our bodies. We surrender ourselves to the Lord. We submit ourselves to the Lord as members of His church. Who is He talking to here in the book of Ephesians? He's talking to a bunch of Baptist church members. And He's telling them to submit themselves unto the Lord. Now, we're not going to have any trouble with the other two when we get this straightened out. If we're submitted to the Lord. So, if you want to practice submission, I suggest that every morning that you give the Lord your body, that you surrender your minds to the Lord, that you surrender your will to the Lord. And that's an everyday chore on the part of us that are saved by the grace of God. We submit our bodies. Not my will, Lord, but your will be done. We surrender our wills. We surrender our minds to the Lord. So first of all, we must submit ourselves to the Lord. Now let's notice submission in the home. Now, as I said, we're not going to have any trouble submitting ourselves in the home to one another as we ought to and as God instructs us to if we're submitting ourselves to the Lord. Now, here in Ephesians, well, all the way through in Ephesians chapter 5, I'm not going to read all of that in Ephesians 5, but in Ephesians 5, 22, all the way through chapter 6 and verse 9, we have submission taught. The husband submitting, there's a dual submission here. The wives submitting to their husbands, and there's submitting yourselves one to another, the husband and the wife. There's a dual submission there. But he talks to the wives, he talks to the husbands, he talks to the children in verse 1 of chapter 6. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. So children, you submit yourselves unto your parents. You say, I'm 21 and I no longer submit myself to my mom and dad. You submit to your mom and dad as long as you're able to breathe. You submit yourselves. You honor your father and your mother. You're never too old to honor your father and to respect your mother and your father. Now notice, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is always right. I don't care if you're 35 years old. It's always right to do that. Honor thy father and thy mother. And you always, I don't care if you're 40 years old, you honor your father, and you always honor your father and your mother. You don't talk back to them. You don't yell at them. You honor them. You submit yourself to them. And this is what he's talking about. honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise. Why? That it may be well with thee, and that thou mayest live long upon the earth. That you may live long upon the earth. If you can prolong them, you can shorten them. That's going to mess us up with this doctrine of predestination, isn't it? But notice that. That it may be well with thee, and that thou mayest live long upon earth. You want to live long upon earth? Honor your father and your mother. I visited a lady one time in the hospital, and I asked her, I said, "What do you attribute your long lifespan to?" And she simply said, "I honored my mother and my father." And I thought that was good, and I've used that 100 times, I guess. She said, "I honored my mother and my father. And you fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord." So don't be, moms and dads, don't be guilty of the wrath of God falling upon your children. You fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. And then he says, "Servants, be obedient unto them that are your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling, in singleness of heart, as unto Christ, not with eye service, as men pleasers, but as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart." With good will, doing service as to the Lord, and not to men. Knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether he be bond or free. And you masters, do the same things unto them, forbearing, threatening, knowing that your master also is in heaven, neither is there respect of persons with him. And so we're talking about submission in the home. I believe the structure, the structural function of the family requires authority, and it also requires submission. And that is all controlled by love. So we must submit ourselves in the home. The husband submits, the wife submits, the children submit. So this is going to make a great church, isn't it? Now, do you understand a little bit more? As goes the home, also goes the church. Isn't that right? I believe Satan is using destructive forces against the home today. Marriage vows today are not being taken seriously. Husbands and wives today are living independent lives. They are not submitting one to another. "I'm going to do it my way. I don't care what you say." And usually that's what they do. Many are breaking vows to the Lord and to each other. So if there's going to be happiness in the home, there has to be submission. There has to be submission. Now, turn over here to Philippians. I was reading, studying this afternoon in the book of Philippians in chapter 2, and I wanted to notice the example of the Lord Jesus Christ in chapter 2. In Philippians chapter 2 and verse 5, he said, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made of himself of no reputation, and it took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men, and being in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. And I believe that that's a perfect example of submission. The Lord Jesus Christ submitting himself to God the Father. Now, I'm not talking about slavery. I'm not talking about bondage. I'm not talking about lordship. I'm talking about headship. The husband and the wife must submit to one another. Now, in 1 Peter, turn back here to 1 Peter just for a minute or two. 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 1. Now notice here in verse 1. Likewise, ye wives, be in subjection to your own husbands, that if any obey not the word, they also may without the word be won by the conversation of the wives. So likewise, ye wives, be in subjection to your own husbands. We read another passage of Scripture tonight that you're to submit yourself to your husband in everything. Everything that's right. Everything that's spiritual. You say, well, am I supposed to go to the nightclub with my husband because he wants me to go to the nightclub with him Saturday night? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. But you are to submit yourselves unto Him in the Lord. As He leads you, as He guides you, you submit yourselves unto Him. You say, well, I don't know. I think I know more than what He does about that particular thing. You just submit yourself to Him anyway. He feels led of the Lord to do it. Go ahead. He's the one that's going to get in hot water. You're not. You're completely free. All right? He's the one that's going to have to answer for it. He's the one that's going to have to give an account for it. Yeah, but he wants to spend $500. Let him spend it. He's going to have to give an account to God for it. Let him have the final decision. Now, it isn't that you can't disagree. You can disagree. But at the same time, you need to submit. You can disagree, but don't be disagreeable. And you submit to that. He's going to have to give an account to the Lord for it. All right? You say, yeah, but I'm going to have to suffer with it. But look at Colossians chapter 3. Let us notice verse 18. Husbands, love your wives, and be not bitter against them. Husbands, love your wives. That is your responsibility. Loving your wife the way the Lord has commanded you to. Now, notice in Titus chapter 2. Titus chapter 2. Just turn over here a few pages. Titus chapter 2 and verse 5. It says, to be discreet, chaste. Notice in verse 4. That they may teach the young women to be sober. You elderly ladies, that you may teach the young women to be sober or serious, to love their husbands, to love their children. You got a great responsibility in this church. Did you know that? And I believe that this is one thing that is lacking in our New Testament Baptist churches today, is the older women teaching the younger women how that they're to love their wives, their husbands, and to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. You have a great responsibility. Now, turn to Timothy. 1 Timothy chapter 2. 1 Timothy chapter 2. Let us notice verse 11. Even so must their wives be grave, not slanderous, sober, faithful in all things. Let the deacons be the husbands of one wife, ruling their children and their own houses well. For they that have used the office of deacon well purchase to themselves a good degree and great boldness in the faith which is in Christ Jesus. These things write I unto thee, hoping to come unto thee shortly. But if I tarry long, that thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and the ground of the truth. And so we have several scriptures that we have here tonight concerning our submission, the husband submitting and the wives submitting, servants submitting, children submitting, deacons submitting. And so somebody has got to be the head. And God ordained that the man be the head. Now, I don't believe there's a person here that's saved and a member of this church would deny that. You've got to have order. Somebody has got to lead. Somebody's got to lead. We have mass confusion in this country if we didn't have somebody leading. Somebody heading up things. Places that you work would be a mess if you didn't have somebody heading up different departments and so on. Why do people want to get upset when we deal with submission and headship in the church or in the home? Why do people want to get upset? We submit to other things. Why is it that we get upset when a wife has got to submit herself under her husband? Why is it? You say, when you can go to work and you can submit yourself to that boss, you can submit yourself to that place of employment, but you have a hard time submitting yourself to your husband. And the husband's having a hard time loving their wives the way that God teaches us to love them. So I believe that If each of us is submitting ourselves to the Lord, we'll have no trouble submitting to each other. And so if we don't submit, what's going to happen? If we don't submit, it's going to affect our home. You children, if you're not submitting yourselves to your parents, it's going to affect your home. And husbands, if you're not submitting yourself unto the Lord, which is your head, there's going to be some problems in the home. And wives, if you're not submitting to your husband as God teaches you to submit to him, there's going to be trouble in the home. And so if all of us are not submitting ourselves in the proper way, it's going to affect Olmsted Baptist Church. And you're going to have some schisms. And you're going to have some divisions in the church because there's divisions and schisms in the home. And so our church is not going to be any stronger than our homes. This is very important teaching tonight. And so the wife shows her submission by her obedience. And the husband shows his submission by his love that he has for his wife. In fact, in Ephesians 5 and verse 25, he says, "Husbands, love your wives." How? "Even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it." We have a great responsibility, don't we, men? And so the husband's love is to be a sacrificial love. There should be no abuse of power. No abuse of power. It's a sacrificial love. We love our wives so much that we'll give ourselves for them. It's a sacrificial love, just as Christ gave himself for the church. And so when submission is followed, the home experiences the blessings of the Lord. When submission is followed. Now thirdly, let's notice submission in the church. It's a great joy to a pastor when his people are submitted to one another. When you're submitted to one another. Because when you're submitted to one another, that affects me. When you're submitted to one another, you're going to be submitted to your pastor, as the Lord teaches you to be. Sometimes there's fighting and debating and disagreeing and so on in the church. But in 1 Peter chapter 5, turn back here with me to 1 Peter chapter 5. 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 2. The Lord tells me here in verse 2, to feed the flock of God which is among you. To feed the flock of God. That's my responsibility. To feed the flock of God. To force feed? No. No, I'm to be prepared. I'm to be ready to feed you. And when we gather together at the house of God to worship and praise and honor the Lord Jesus Christ, I call to you, come and dine. And if you don't eat, that's entirely up to you. But it's my responsibility to feed the flock of God, which is among you, taking the oversight thereof. Taking the oversight. Not by constraint. Not by constraint. But willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind. There is no place in the church for a dictator. None whatsoever. And so here in verse 5, he said, "Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject to one another and be clothed with humility." I am, as a pastor, to be clothed with humility. And not only the pastor, but each one of us are to be clothed with humility. For God resisteth the proud, and he giveth grace unto the humble. And so we're to be clothed with humility. Why? Because God resisteth the proud and giveth grace to the humble. And so submission in the church is the way to grow. And we also see that we are to submit to the pastor. Now, turn with me to the book of Hebrews. Turn back a few pages. In the book of Hebrews chapter 13. And notice verse 7. Remember them which have the rule over you. Now that word rule simply means to lead or command with official authority. That's what the pastor's to be doing. Remember them which have the rule over you, who has spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation. Now, notice also in verse 17. Obey them that have the rule over you, and submit yourselves. For they watch for your souls, as they that must give an account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you. So you're to obey them that have the rule over you. So you submit. You submit to your wife. You submit to your husband. You submit to the Lord, first of all. You submit to your pastor. You submit to your mom and dad. And on, I guess we could go with this submission. But it involves every single one of us. We also, last of all, are to submit to higher powers. Look in the book of Romans, and we'll close with this. In the book of Romans, chapter 13. Romans chapter 13. Let's begin reading in verse 1 and read 7 verses. Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers or authority. For there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. Do we recognize that? Whosoever therefore resisteth the power resisteth the ordinance of God, and they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. Wilt thou then not be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same. For he is the minister of God to thee for good. But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid. For he beareth not the sword in vain. For he is the minister of God. Pretty serious business, isn't it? A revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. Wherefore you must needs be subject, not only for wrath, but also for conscience sake. For this cause pay ye tribute also, for they are God's ministers, attending continually upon this very thing. Render therefore to all their dues, tribute to whom tribute is due, custom to whom custom, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor. So we're to submit ourselves to higher powers. And the higher powers, the higher power first. Submitting ourselves to God. So one reason we have trouble submitting to one another is we're not submitted to the Lord. Because if we're submitted to Him, we're going to obey. So that's our one another message tonight on submitting. Submitting to one another. See, man alive, I didn't know there was that much involved in our responsibilities that we have to one another. It's a great responsibility, isn't it? Submitting ourselves one to another. Say, well, Lord willing, I'm going to try to improve on that. We all can improve on that.
can't we? Every one of us. You're here tonight and the Lord has saved you by His grace. Why don't you let us know about it? You say, well, I don't know how to be saved. You know, the Lord said in the book of Luke, chapter 13, verse 2, He says, except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. He says, repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Repent of your sins. Trust Him. The Holy Spirit of God has dealt with your heart, showed you that you're lost, showed you your need of a Savior. Come to Him. Right now, come to Him by simple childlike faith. Repent of your sins. Trust Him as your Savior. He'll save your soul.